Welcome once again to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, inviting you to a trip that spans 300 years as we visit the music of the Renaissance, Baroque, and Romantic periods, and music composed by Heinrich Schütz, Alessandro Scarlatti, and Johannes Brahms. You heard the excitement of a setting of Psalm 2 by Renaissance composer Heinrich Schütz that says, "Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing?" Written for double choir, the wonderful presentation was accomplished with seeming ease by the Dresden Kammerchor and Baroque Orchestra, with Hans Christoph Redemann on the podium. Yet to come on this fantastic hour together are two major works. First, we turn our attention to Dixit Dominus. "The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet." There have been many presentations of this psalm, especially by Catholic composers. However, two of the major settings of this great text are by George Frideric Handel and the other by Alessandro Scarlatti. Both are Baroque composers, and both creators were acquainted with one another. It is the first psalm used at the service of Vespers. It appears that Scarlatti's composition was encouraged by a benefactor in Rome, but the actual date is not known. But since Handel's setting was completed in April of 1707, it is likely Scarlatti's came first, and the 22-year-old Handel, it is said, was seeking both to emulate and to outdo Scarlatti. If you are familiar with George Frideric's version, you know it is very grandiose and certainly one of the best. The recording of the Dixit Dominus Psalm 109 in Vulgate by Alessandro Scarlatti is now offered by soloists, the choir of Queen's College, Oxford, assisted by the Brook Street Band conducted by Owen Rees. Dixit Dominus by Alessandro Scarlatti.
Thank you. Thank you.
one of the major settings of Psalm 109, Dixit Dominus. This listening experience was composed by Alessandro Scarlatti and offered by soprano, alto, and bass soloists, the Queen's College of Oxford, and the Brook Street Band, all guided by Owen Rees. Please visit the blog of my website on goingbeyondwords.com for detailed information about the discs you are hearing. Going Beyond Words is enthusiastically endorsed by the American Choral Directors Association. This is music from the Renaissance, Baroque, and Romantic by Heinrich Schütz, Alessandro Scarlatti, and Johannes Brahms.
You are listening to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art, originating in the studios of Going Beyond Words, Inc. in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and created especially for the American Choral Directors Association. For more information, visit us at goingbeyondwords.com.
The next set of 18 short folk songs, known as the Liebeslieder Waltzes by Johannes Brahms, had their public premiere at the Vienna Concert in January of 1870. They are in the general 3-4 time for voices and four hands piano. The texts were found by Brahms, taken from Georg Friedrich Drummer's Polydora collection of folk songs and love poems. Johannes Brahms was greatly influenced by the songs of Franz Schubert and spent considerable time studying Schubert's compositions. While there is no concrete record indicating the exact inspiration for this loving set of waltzes, there is speculation that Brahms' motivation for the music was his frustrated love for pianist Clara Schumann, composer Robert Schumann's wife, and his deep infatuation for Julie Schumann, Clara's third child. This pulsating and meaningful recording is one from 1992 and features the Monteverdi Choir with Robert Levin and John Perry on the clavier under the baton of John Elliott Gardner. Please enjoy the famous Liebeslieder Waltzes by Johannes Brahms.
Und nicht ein Herz, der weit und viel, von einer Liebe befreit. Thank you.
You have just heard the music of Johannes Brahms featuring the Liebeslieder Waltzes, first performed in January of 1870. The Monteverdi Choir with Robert Levin and John Perry on clavier was conducted by John Elliott Gardner, and you heard it here on Going Beyond Words. For the past hour, you've been listening to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art. You have experienced choral music from the Renaissance, Baroque, and Romantic periods, composed by Heinrich Schütz, Alessandro Scarlatti, and Johannes Brahms. And I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, thanking you for being there and inviting you to join me again for more musical surprises of the vocal and choral art. Try to attend a vocal or choral concert this week, and always remember to sing when and wherever you can.
Oh.
You've been listening to Going Beyond Words with Stan Schmidt, a production of Going Beyond Words, Inc., copyright 2016.